Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift at 8:43. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan keeping us on track. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. So the Braves decided to make some moves. Raisel Iglesias will be in a Braves uniform again. They signed him to a one-year, $16 million deal. They also acquired two-time Gold Glove winner Mauricio Dubon from the Astros for Nick Allen. They also acquired Ryan Rolison from the Colorado Rockies.
Is it fair to say that I am excited about the Iglesias signing if he's the setup man? Is that fair?
I'm not sure you're paying a setup man $16 million.
Yeah. I don't know that you are either, but I also don't know that I want him to be back in a closer's role this year. I mean, I don't know. I just, like, I want to be stoked about it. And he obviously had a great second half, and I'm sure he found something. He obviously did mechanically. I don't know. But, man, the first half where the games actually mattered, you felt like, and he came in and had, what, I don't know, six blown saves.
It was rough. Yeah.
It was rough to watch. And if you are healthy and you don't, you know, have the start that you had last year, and, you know, Walt Weiss is on all cylinders and the pitching staff is up to par throughout spring training, then I hate the thought of Raisel Iglesias having a rough start again. Now, there's a lot of moving parts to what I just said, but I find myself trying to talk myself into being excited about this move when I look at 1 year, $16 million.
Allow myself to introduce myself. Look, we're not like some media outlets that have to blow sunshine up every move that this organization makes. And I'm one that normally understands why they're doing things. $16 million, it seems. I understand what closers go for, but it seems a lot for a guy that when it felt like you needed it the most, he couldn't do anything. And I think every game situation has got pressure, but you know, early in the season, there were some blown saves that led to you being behind the eight ball and where you were, and kind of. And I'm not going to blame the whole season on Raisel Iglesias because I personally like him, but I don't know. It doesn't excite me. Just feels like your status quo in it, and you're rolling everything back out to kind of set up for next year.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
And I would, and look, the Dubon move, I think some people might say, well, that's kind of a Band-Aid. No, I think that's just a utility move. I think they thought that getting rid of him, or excuse me, trading Nick Allen for Dubon would kind of upgrade their utility fill-in guy because he can do more. Both are obviously Gold Glove caliber players, and Dubon's got a little slight, better a little bit. It's like
20 batting average points better.
We were talking about the driver's license thing. It's like, yeah, I put 5'8.5. Am I 5'8.5? I mean, is it half inch really there? I don't know. And that's kind of what you see with where it's like 224 to 241 batting average. I mean, it's better, but is it is it really that much better? And I mean, I don't know if it's even noticeable.
Yeah.
But the reality is that they're still going to have to address that shortstop position. That's that nothing about these moves, you know, about the DeBon move says otherwise.
No, I agree with that too. And I'm just curious to see what else they do in the bullpen, what other options they'll have on the back end of that bullpen, and what they'll do as far as designated hitter goes. Is that something they just keep status quo and Drake Baldwin and, you know, Sean Murphy rotate through there, whoever else needs a day off? I don't know. Like, but it does. I am starting to get that feeling like this roster is going to look very, like 99% similar to what it did last year. So, we'll
yeah, I'm. Did you really think it was going to look a lot different? I'm curious. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Okay,
I don't mean to hate
new closer, new DH, new shortstop, new completely different manager. That was my thought press going into the offseason. So, and now we signed the bench coach. We don't have a shortstop. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like I just like it's like okay.
Well it's new, but it's not.
Look,
new, but it's not.
Way
to put it.
Walt seemingly does and can be. I mean, he's not Brian Snicker. He's not. You know, just because Bobby Cox, like Brian Snicker and Bobby Cox seemed a lot alike, but they were completely different mannerisms.
Yeah, touche.
So there's that. I think you're still going to have a different starting shortstop. I'm not sure if Marcell Ozuna is never coming back either. I'm not sure where that's at. I don't know anything,
man.
But I'm just not going to sit here.
You don't want Ozuna back?
I just don't know that I'm going to be excited about running back the exact same scenarios as we had last year.
But Mike, we only lost because of injuries.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Seems like Raisel Iglesias's save percentage and Marcell's batting average might have had something to do with it.
Yeah, but Marcell had the hip tear.
Yeah. So there's no way that could happen when he's 37.
Is he 37? I think he's only 35. He's 36.
I don't know, man. I'm not trying to be the glass half empty guy. I don't know. Like, give me something new to look at here.
It's like it's a different sport. It's a whole different Mike.
Marcelo's yeah. Well, he's only 35. Mike, don't speak
told
that man's life.
I told you.
I
told
35. You. What's he going to be next year? 36?
Actually, no, his birthday just passed. It was November 12th.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
be
not
whole
because
year
if you remember, Allie, I actually had the same exact conversation about the Falcons going to next season where I'm like, surely we can't run it back with Michael Penix and needing to develop. And all the same, like we can't have that. I can't do an entire offseason.
Yeah.
And then that's when he brought up the Deshaun Watson thing.
I thought I was going to
have to exit the room.
No.
What? You're going to need a guy to fill in for a couple of games. He's probably going to be on the market. He'll be essentially 18 months at that time from his second Achilles surgery in 20 months.
Are you talking about Deshaun Watson right now? Golly, dude. I thought you were about to go back into Marcell Ozuna.
No,
don't do this to me.
You brought it up again,
yeah,
so he's
no,
going to take
man,
it.
No, man, we're not doing
I'm
that.
Just saying. I mean, look.
Allie, I'm the glass half-full guy when it comes to Hawks.
The Gainesville Red Elephant coming home to save the team he was the ball boy for at least for
this.
Four games. I mean, what?
Don't do this,
Mike. This was your fault this time. You gave him the bait to rage me.
You really did.
I'm not. I just had to remind Allie.
Look, it was Cleveland's fault. Deshaun's ineptitude at quarterback there. Zach Robinson can save him.
If you could see the
about
look
to cancel
on
our,
Mike's
tea time
face,
today.
It would be
first
ridiculous.
Off. You can't cancel it because it's through me. And I can go play with or without you, so you're just hurting yourself there. But I may or may not have more Deshaun Watson talking points at the 10:39 tee time.
I'm laughing at myself because I'm sitting there going, how many months into the season is Walt Weiss going to be called a retread? And we should have known from his previous coaching record that he was going to suck.
I'm sure there's one person on this radio station that called him a retread immediately.
No, dude.
That seems that's like it's retread and journeyman are like go-to words for some people. Look, we are so close to our goal for the third annual Browngrass Charity Golf Classic. We are so freaking close. It's crazy that we are here again, and we're only three, four days away.
Let's do it
from that 10 a.m. tee time at Eagle Watch Golf Course. And, you know, we've got a plethora of partners, including Finley Roofing is our big guy. Mm-hmm. You've got Twin Peaks. You've got Window Nation, Batteries Plus, Aikens Ford.
Echo Park Speedway.
Echo Park Speedway, Mike.
Mickey D's.
Yeah. McDonald's, gunbroker.com, Peach.com, everybody. We, Joe's Automo, everybody. We got just a plethora, and it's all for a good cause.
Yes, it's for Pets for Vets. It's a charity that pairs our nation's heroes with trained working animals. I'm sorry. When I hear plethora, I think of Three Amigos. A plethora? Sorry. There are people that get that reference.
No.
I'm surprised Bo doesn't.
No. But no, actually, where do you think I got the word from? I mean, I was a huge fan of Three Amigos. You think I just learned? You think I like opened up the dictionary for the letter P and was like, or encyclopedia and was like, plethora.
God, remind me in the show opening tomorrow.
It's a sweater.
Good for
El
you.
El Guapo.
Good for you.
El Guapo.
You got to hurry up and get through this. She's losing it, dude. She's on a.
We all know it helps Pets for Vets. That's the bottom line. Hey, what has 123 touchdowns and 48 interceptions and could be the Falcons quarterback to start the season next year?
I don't know. I'm not answering any of these questions.
Who is Deshaun Watson?
There you go, Dylan. And guess what? He could be and he could be throwing to a guy that currently wears number zero in Buffalo because Keon Coleman could be on his way out. He has been benched now for the third time by Sean McDermott, the second time this year or second game in a row. And basically, when asked about it, it was said kind of like this. Well, you know, mistakes keep happening, and they got to be better. And it's just Keon Coleman was a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, isn't he the one that was talking about the Burlington Coat Factory or something?
Yeah.
When he got,
yeah.
When he got drafted in his
press conference. He was.
He's like, yeah, man, you go up and get them jackets. They have them for like $40.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, it's weird to me because he's only been there 2 years. This is, what, his third year, I think?
I mean, dude, this goes back to exactly what I said about Michael Penix and a couple of other players. There comes a point in every NFL player's life where they sit there and go, the things I've been doing are not good enough. And that might be on the field, might be off the field. Sounds like it's off the field for him. Maybe both. But he's going to have that realization inside of his mind.
I just think, though, Keon Coleman's a bigger guy, bigger-bodied guy. Josh Allen, I mean, how is there not a just, listen, hey, man, we get in the red area, just turn around and jump. I'm going to give you the ball. I just don't understand how it's not working on an offense with James Cook and Josh Allen and Dalton Kincaid.
You right now realize somebody's in their car going, I've been saying the same thing about Kyle Pitts. Mm. I don't understand.
Saying it about Kyle Pitts.
I know.
People fighting me about his potential.
There's your answer is my point. Your answer. The potential gets you fired. And luckily, they're in a good place at the quarterback position to where he can actually make the move to bench somebody that plays like that. Atlanta's not in that spot.
So if you're on Underdog and you're going higher or lower, do not do higher or lower stats on Keon Coleman.
All right. We've all lost it, so we got to go. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
pre-order your Deshaun Watson jersey for next season.
God!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.